Good afternoon. It's December 27th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This commentary focuses on SanDisk Corporation's stock performance and market dynamics following its recent trading activity. As reported earlier by TS2.Tech, SanDisk shares closed around $250 after experiencing significant intraday volatility on December 26th. The stock opened near $259, peaked at $261, but ultimately fell back to its closing price, indicating a complex balance of investor sentiment. The overall market was relatively flat on that day, reflecting typical post-holiday trading patterns. Within the memory sector, performance varied, with some companies like Micron seeing declines while others, such as Western Digital and Seagate, made modest gains. This mixed performance suggests that while there is no broad rally lifting all stocks, individual company fundamentals and positions are playing a crucial role in trading outcomes. SanDisk's recent separation from Western Digital and its inclusion in the S&P 500 have generated significant attention, particularly as it positions itself as a key player in the growing demand for high-performance storage driven by artificial intelligence. Analysts note that the company's focus on NAND innovation aligns well with increasing data center requirements. Looking ahead, SanDisk's guidance for its upcoming fiscal results indicates optimism about both volume demand and pricing improvements, which could enhance its operational leverage. The broader memory market is also expected to experience price increases in the first quarter of 26, which might benefit suppliers like SanDisk. However, risks remain, especially given the cyclical nature of the memory industry, where stock prices can react sharply to any signs of weakness or cautious outlooks. Investors should keep an eye on any developments over the weekend that might affect SanDisk's stock, including any commentary from industry peers like Micron. With significant short interest in SanDisk stock, any positive news could lead to notable market moves. As we approach the next earnings report scheduled for early to mid-February 26, the focus will be on how well SanDisk can meet the heightened expectations set by its recent performance and market conditions.
This report discusses analyst recommendations for SkyWater Technology, Inc. A recent update from www.sharewise.com indicates that the average brokerage recommendation for SkyWater Technology stands at 1.71, on a scale where 1 represents a strong buy and 5 indicates a strong sell. This rating is derived from assessments made by 7 brokerage firms, with 4 suggesting a strong buy and 1 a buy, reflecting a generally positive outlook. However, while these recommendations can influence stock prices, it's important for investors to approach them with caution. Research has shown that brokerage recommendations often exhibit a bias towards optimism, primarily due to the vested interests of the firms providing these ratings. In fact, analysts tend to issue 5 strong buy recommendations for every 1 strong sell, which can mislead retail investors. In contrast, the Zacks rank system, which categorizes stocks based on earnings estimate revisions, provides a more reliable framework for assessing stock performance. This system is grounded in quantitative analysis and has demonstrated a strong correlation with near-term stock price movements. For SkyWater Technology, the Zacks consensus estimate for this year remains steady at $0.05, suggesting analysts share a consistent view on the company's earnings potential. Consequently, SkyWater holds a Zacks rank of 3, indicating a hold recommendation. This signals that investors should exercise caution despite the more favorable average brokerage recommendation. In summary, while the average brokerage recommendation leans towards a buy for SkyWater Technology, it's prudent to consider the Zacks rank and the underlying earnings estimates for a more comprehensive investment strategy.
This report discusses the acquisition of Dana Incorporated's off-highway business by Allison Transmission Holdings, Inc. In a statement, Fleet Equipment Magazine shared that both companies have received the necessary regulatory approvals to proceed with this transaction, which is expected to close by the end of the year, pending standard closing procedures. Dana's Chief Executive Officer, R. Bruce McDonald, highlighted that this milestone aligns with the company's transformation strategy. He noted that the completion of this deal not only allows Dana to return $600 million to its shareholders this year, but also positions the company to reduce its debt by approximately $2 billion next year. Meanwhile, Allison Transmission's Chief Executive Officer, David S. Graziosi, expressed enthusiasm about integrating the off-highway drive and motion systems team into their organization. He emphasized that this acquisition supports Allison's long-term growth strategy and solidifies its position in the global off-highway market. Overall, this transaction marks a significant shift for both companies, with implications for their future growth and operational efficiencies.
This commentary focuses on the recent performance and valuation of NeoVolta Inc. Fresh reporting from Simply Wall Street reveals that NeoVolta's shares have dropped significantly, falling by 25% over the past month and down 46% over the last year, marking a challenging period for shareholders. Despite this steep decline, the company's price-to-sales ratio stands at 7.1. which is notably high compared to many competitors in the electrical industry, where most companies have ratios below 2.2. This elevated ratio suggests that investors are banking on continued strong revenue growth. In fact, NeoVolta has seen substantial revenue gains, with a staggering 228% increase over the past 3 years. Looking ahead, analysts project a revenue growth of 44% for the upcoming year, while the broader industry is expected to grow by only 12%. This outlook helps explain why investors may be reluctant to sell even in the face of recent price declines. However, while a high price-to-sales ratio can indicate market confidence in future performance, it also raises questions about whether the current stock price is justified. Simply Wall Street notes that there are warning signs investors should consider, suggesting a cautious approach may be wise. Overall, it seems that while NeoVolta's shares have faced substantial pressure, there remains a belief in the company's potential for future growth.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional holdings of International Paper Company and its stock performance. As highlighted by MarketBeat, Meyer Handelman Company has reduced its stake in International Paper by nearly 23% in the third quarter, selling a significant number of shares. This reduction leaves them with just over 133,000 shares, valued at over $6 million. Other institutions have been more active in increasing their positions. For instance, Jump Financial has raised its stake by nearly 6%, while Corebridge Financial has made a substantial move, boosting its holdings by over 54%. Rafferty Asset Management and Gabelli Funds have also increased their investments in the company, demonstrating a mix of sentiment among institutional investors regarding International Paper's prospects. In terms of stock performance, International Paper opened at approximately $39.91 recently. The company has faced challenges, reporting a loss of 43 cents per share for its latest quarter, which fell short of analysts' expectations. However, its revenue increased significantly year over year, indicating potential for recovery. The company recently declared a quarterly dividend of around 46 cents per share, providing an annualized yield of approximately 4.6%. This is notable considering the current economic climate and the company's negative net margin. Looking ahead, analysts have mixed views on the stock. While some have downgraded their price targets, others have maintained a buy rating, reflecting a cautious optimism about the company's future. Overall, International Paper remains a focal point for investors, with institutional activity signaling varied confidence levels in its market position.
This report discusses Seanergy Maritime Holdings Corporation's recent dividend announcement, Fresh reporting from MarketBeat reveals that the shipping company has declared a quarterly dividend of 13 cents per share, set to be paid to shareholders on January 9th for those on record by December 29th. This marks a significant increase of 160% from their previous dividend of 5 cents. With this announcement, Shaunerji Maritime's annualized dividend yield stands at 5.5%, which is an attractive offering for investors. The company's current payout ratio is 19.1%, indicating that they are able to comfortably meet their dividend payments from their earnings. However, analysts project earnings of 38 cents per share for the upcoming year, which raises concerns about the sustainability of the dividend, as this could result in a payout ratio of over 136%. In terms of stock performance, Shaunerji Maritime's shares opened at $9.45 recently, with a one-year low of $4.78 and a high of $11.15. The stock has a market capitalization of approximately $197 million and a price-to-earnings ratio of about 12.95. The company operates a fleet of modern dry bulk carriers and provides transportation services for key commodities like iron ore, coal, and grain. As investors keep an eye on Shaunerji Maritime, it will be crucial to monitor how they manage their dividend commitments in relation to earnings moving forward.
This report discusses Companhia de Saneamento Básico do Estado de São Paulo, commonly known as SABESP, and its recent financial announcements. Based on findings published by MarketBeat, SABESP has declared a special dividend of approximately 0.477 per share, set to be paid on May 11th to investors who are on record by December 29th, which is also the ex-dividend date. Over the past 3 years, the company has seen an average annual decrease in its dividend payments of about 0.2%. However, its current payout ratio stands at 41%, indicating that the dividend is well supported by its earnings. Analysts anticipate that SABESP will earn around $1.13 per share in the coming year, suggesting that the expected payout ratio will rise to roughly 64.6% based on the current annual dividend of 73 cents. Turning to the stock performance, shares of SABESP opened at $25.22 recently, boasting a market capitalization of approximately $17.23 billion. The stock has a price-to-earnings ratio of 13.56 and a beta of 0.80, reflecting less volatility compared to the broader market. SABESP's stock has shown significant price movement over the last year, with a low of $14.04 and a high of $27.25. Notably, the company is set to undergo a stock split on December 29th, with a split ratio of approximately 1.03, which could impact the share price post-split. In terms of financial health, SABESP reported earnings of 34 cents per share in its latest quarter, exceeding analyst expectations significantly. The company generated revenue of $4.69 billion, which was far above the anticipated $1.07 billion, showcasing its robust operational performance. Recent analyst reports reflect a mixed sentiment on the stock. Weiss Ratings has reiterated a buy rating, while Zacks Research has downgraded it from a strong buy to a hold. Overall, the consensus rating remains a moderate buy, indicating cautious optimism among analysts about SABESP's future prospects. In summary, while SABESP is navigating challenges in its dividend strategy, it continues to show strong earnings potential and operational performance, which investors will be watching closely as the company approaches its stock split and future financial reports. This report discusses recent changes in institutional investment and stock performance regarding Conagra Brands. Citing MarketBeat's data, Meyer Handelman Company significantly reduced its stake in Conagra Brands by nearly half during the third quarter, now holding approximately 131,000 shares valued at around $2,400,000. In contrast, Blue Trust Inc. made a notable move by increasing its holdings by over 331%, now owning nearly 18,000 shares worth about $328,000. Other funds, including Coller Capital Management and QSM Asset Management, also expanded their positions significantly, with QSM adding over 221,000 shares. The trading environment for Conagra Brands has shown some fluctuations. With shares recently opening at $17.25, the company, which specializes in packaged foods, has a market capitalization of about $8.25 billion. Its price-to-earnings ratio currently sits at a negative 78.39, indicating that the company is operating at a loss. Analysts have varied opinions on Conagra's stock, with some lowering their price targets amid concerns about performance, including a downgrade from Goldman Sachs, which reduced its target from $18 to $16. Meanwhile, UBS Group has set a neutral rating with a price target of $18. Despite these challenges, Conagra recently declared a quarterly dividend of 35 cents per share, reflecting an annualized yield of 8.1%. However, it is important to note that the company's payout ratio is currently negative, indicating that it may be returning more to shareholders than it is earning. Overall, while institutional interest remains, the outlook for Conagra Brands appears to be mixed as analysts grapple with its performance and future prospects.
This report addresses Riverview Bancorp's upcoming dividend payment and its financial outlook. Fresh reporting from Simply Wall Street reveals that Riverview Bancorp will distribute a dividend of 2 cents per share on January 16, which translates to a dividend yield of 1.6%. This yield is notably below the industry average, but it is important to recognize that even lower yields can be appealing if they are consistent over time. Riverview Bancorp has a solid history, having paid dividends for at least a decade, which shows a commitment to returning profits to shareholders. Currently, the company's payout ratio sits at 36%, suggesting that it can comfortably manage its dividend payments with some flexibility. Looking ahead, earnings per share are projected to grow significantly by 37.5% in the coming year, which could lead to a more sustainable payout ratio of 28%. However, there are some concerns. Despite its long-standing dividend history, Riverview Bancorp has cut its dividend at least once in the past decade. Over that time, the annual dividend has grown at an average rate of about 5.9%. While this growth is commendable, the dividend's past fluctuations raise questions about its reliability as a source of income for investors. Additionally, the company has seen a decline in earnings per share, averaging a drop of around 13% annually over the past 5 years. Such a decline can put pressure on even conservative payout ratios, especially if earnings continue to fall. Yet, with the anticipated increase in earnings next year, there is hope for a positive shift, though analysts suggest waiting for consistent growth before becoming overly optimistic. In summary, even though Riverview Bancorp has maintained its dividend, there are lingering doubts about its ability to sustain this in the future, especially given the mixed earnings performance. Overall, it may not be the best choice for those seeking reliable income stocks. Investors should be aware of these factors and consider them carefully before making investment decisions.
This report discusses recent activities and stock performance of Procter & Gamble Company. In its latest coverage, MarketBeat reported that Meyer Handelman Company has slightly reduced its stake in Procter & Gamble by 2.1% during the third quarter, now holding over 537,000 shares. This adjustment means Procter & Gamble represents 2.6% of Meyer Handelman's portfolio, making it their seventh largest investment. Additionally, other institutional investors are also making moves with Procter & Gamble stock. For instance, Halbert Hargrove Global Advisors acquired a new position valued at approximately $25,000, while Nova Wealth Management purchased shares worth around $26,000 earlier this year. Notably, Signature Resources Capital Management increased its stake significantly by nearly 68% in the second quarter. On the analyst front, there has been a mix of adjustments to price targets for Procter & Gamble. Barclays lowered its target from $153 to $151, maintaining an equal weight rating. Similarly, JPMorgan Chase reduced its target from $165 to $157, categorizing the stock as neutral. Despite these adjustments, 13 analysts still rate Procter & Gamble as a buy, while 10 have given it a hold rating. In terms of recent trading, Procter & Gamble shares opened at $144.74. The stock has seen a one-year low of $138.14 and a high of $179.99. The company's market capitalization stands at approximately $338 billion. Looking at their financial performance, Procter & Gamble recently reported earnings of $1.99 per share, exceeding analysts' expectations. The company also announced a quarterly dividend of $1.56 per share, reflecting a dividend yield of around 2.9%. Overall, Procter & Gamble continues to attract institutional interest, and analysts remain cautiously optimistic about its future performance.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great afternoon.